This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:06 on the evening edition. You're with Hezril and Cam. And for our first story, you've probably seen the headlines and photos that have come in surrounding an accident that involved YB Khairi Jamaluddin, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation.
Yes, so yesterday, YB Khairi Jamaluddin was cycling in Banting, which is in Selangor, when he fell into a ditch after he ran into a pothole. He then tweeted a photo of himself with minor cuts and bruises and the caption, "Pothole, ditch, KJ, 2020 keeps giving."
Yeah, and in response, thousands of people commented to wish him well. And JKR, the Federal Public Works Department, even issued an apology to the minister and said that it would immediately address the issue and patch up the pothole.
And this also drew some backlash from the public. A few people responded by tweeting pics of potholes in their neighbourhoods, asking JKR if they could fix those just as promptly, and if they would apologise to ordinary Malaysians.
Yep, and the perennial issue of potholes is something we've touched on repeatedly in Selangor alone. More than 50,000 potholes have been reported on ways between January 2019 and September 2020, and around 10,000 of those are from roads maintained by JKR.
So tonight on Evening Edition, we're going to get two perspectives on this. We will be having one from...
One from Azlan Sani Zawawi, or better known as Lando, from the Persatuan Mangsa Kemalangan Jalan Raya Malaysia, or Mangsa Kejam. In the meantime, though, do tell us what your experience with potholes has been like. Have you experienced them? Have you filed a report to the authorities? We also have a poll running on Twitter asking you the same thing. So you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at PFM Radio. Now, before we speak to Azlan Sani Zawawi from Mangsa Kejam, we're actually going to cross over to hear from YB Khairi Jamaluddin himself, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, and Rembau MP. YB Khairi, it's great to have you on the show. So could you quickly walk us through what happened that day when you were cycling?
Oh, I was cycling a weekly ride with some friends in Kampung Sri Chiding, which is in Kuala Langat. And we were on the usual routes that go through the palm oil plantations. And I think, because I don't remember, I hit a pothole. And because of that, the bicycle... I lost control of the bicycle. I crashed into a ditch, and some of my friends got me out. I don't recall much after. All I can remember was that I was in hospital after that. Although they showed me pictures where I was conscious, but the loss of memory is something that still. I still suffer from until today.
Did you expect JKR to respond as promptly as they did?
Well, I mean, I have mixed feelings about that because I don't want it to be because it was me, a minister. I would certainly hope that that is the sort of speed of response that JKR exhibits when any complaints about potholes and road repair is made, because I was on a bicycle, and although I was going quite relatively fast, many people use those roads and commute on their motorcycles, and you can imagine if they do that at night or under poor light conditions, they have to avoid those potholes, and for them it's they risk their lives on a daily basis. I'm not saying all our roads are bad, but I think we can admit that we do have potholes issues in many places. So, although I'm happy that JKR did respond, I think some of the cynicism that has given rise to, especially on social media, is justified, because the minister got into an accident, JKR responded, but what about everyone else? And I think I'm very supportive and certainly sympathetic towards that view.
Right. And there have been lots of comments from the public, including responses, you know, to your tweet about how problems only seem to get fixed when a minister draws attention to it. What are your thoughts on these comments? And do you agree? And do you think it's fair?
I think so. I mean, there was a joke going around social media for me to go and get into an accident, you know, everywhere so that potholes are fixed. I simply don't want to lose my consciousness on a daily basis. In order for that to happen, there must be a better systemic way of solving this. Most of these roads, from what I understand, either JKR fixes it or they have a concessionaire that does it. And if they can fix it 24 hours after I had my accident, now, why can't there be better monitoring? There are some countries where people use technology now, apps, so road users can take a picture of potholes and send the exact geolocation of that pothole to the authorities or to the people who are in charge of road maintenance and have it fixed immediately. And there's no reason why we can't do that. And JKR already has that system, I'm told. But why isn't it working fully? I think that's the question that people want to answer. You can take a picture, you can send it to your local authority or your local council, but why is it still stopping the work, the repairs from being done quickly? And this is something, obviously, after the holiday season that, especially with my personal experience now, I'd like to ask my colleague, the Works Minister, who was nice enough to text me and ask me how I was.
After this, YB, we'll be speaking to Lando Zawawi from the Persatuan Mangsa Kemalangan Jalan Raya Malaysia, or Mangsa Kejam. Do you have a message for them?
Yeah, I think I heard about them a while back, and obviously their names have cropped up again after yesterday. And I think, you know, they do a great public service. But we can't just rely on groups like them to do this, because we, you know, pay taxes and the public expects for these things, which are a basic public good. Roads are a public good, to be in good working order and to not have to worry about their safety and their lives, especially those who ride motorcycles. These are people that I'm most worried about. I was riding my bicycle for recreational purposes, but people who have to travel, and especially in low-light conditions, as I mentioned earlier, you hit a pothole at a certain speed, say more than 70 kilometers an hour, then the outcome will be very different from my outcome.
YB, thanks for speaking with us this evening, and we wish you a speedy recovery. That was YB Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, as well as Rimbau MP. After this, we'll be speaking to Azlan Sani Zawawi from Mangsa Kejam for his insights on the frustration surrounding potholes in Malaysia. Meanwhile, send us any questions or thoughts you might have. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:16 on the Evening Edition. You're with Hezril and Cam, and we're looking at the issue of potholes after Mosti Minister YB Khairi Jamaluddin ran into a pothole on a cycling trip in Banting. So earlier we did speak to him, and after this we're going to be speaking to Azlan Sani Zawawi from Mangsa Kejam, which actually helps victims of traffic accidents get proper compensation outside of insurance.
Yeah, the issue of potholes is, on the one hand, you could say, you know, when KJ, let's just make it easier for ourselves, when he hit the pothole and crashed, he had superficial injuries and he passed out, went unconscious. This is potential, that's quite hazardous. But there are people who get far worse wounds than that and who can potentially die from these situations.
Yeah.
So potholes are a very serious matter.
Yeah, and we've been asking you, you know, what have your experiences been like with potholes? Have you filed actual reports to the authorities to get it fixed? That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, though, we're going to be speaking with Aslan Sani Zawawi, who's better known as Lando Zawawi from Mangsa Kajam. Again, they help victims of traffic accidents get proper compensation outside of insurance. Lando, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, how are you, mate? Good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you. Happy holidays to you, too.
Yeah.
Now, so looking at the issue, how common are accidents like the one YB Kairi faced as a result of potholes?
Well, as an NGO of Persatuan Mangsa Kemalangan Jalan Raya Malaysia and Brotherhood Malaysia, we get a lot of complaints and reports. We would say around 20 to 30 reports every week, and most of them involve a lot of injuries and lots of kecederaan teruk lah. Kecederaan teruk, yeah.
And looking at the specific situation with the minister when he had his accident, I don't know if you've seen the photographs, but have you seen what kind of pothole it was that he hit, how big it was?
It's not too bad, but considering that he was on a bicycle, you know, so it's pretty bad for a bicycle riders. But we have seen worse than that. I mean, I've seen a pothole that is with a depth of 9 inches in the middle of the road of highways. You know, so. And that pothole that KJ involved in the accidents, it is actually has been there for quite a time, quite a long time, you see, because we can see from the photograph that he took that the potholes has already, what do you call that, the crocodile crack or alligator crack, they call it. So it means that the pothole has been there for quite a while. Hmm. I would say a week, more than 2 weeks to months.
Right. And what's the typical response time when potholes like this are reported?
Well, that depends on JKR or the owner of the road, let's say, because Malaysia have a lot of jurisdiction, the boundaries, you see. Malaysian road is very funny. We have JKR road, which divided to JKR state and JKR federal, and then we have PBTs under Kementerian Kerajaan Tempatan, and then we have the non-gazetted roads by the developer, and we have the roads in the kampung area. It is under Kementerian Pembangunan and Luar Bandar, you see. So depends on which road that we are talking about. If we are, let's say, in JKR Negeri Sembilan, they are fine. They are much more faster than the rest, you know, and even in JKR Terengganu. But if you compare to JKR in Selangor or in Johor, long story, mate. Long story.
So, but in this case, JKR Selangor responded very fast when the minister hit a pothole.
Well, sure, because he's a minister.
I know, but so do you find that frustrating?
Yeah, double standard. I would say it's double standard, mate. Double standard. Yeah, because if it happens to any one of us, you know, even if it's you or me, you know, I would say the response is, doesn't go as smooth as it is.
Mm. Now, your organization also repairs potholes, like you mentioned. You guys go out of your way to fix them. How many have you fixed since you started doing this?
We started in 2007. We started off with sweeping the roads from debris and marking the potholes. That was in 2007. And we started filling the potholes in 2012 using our own money. If you ask me how many I fill in potholes in Malaysia, I would say in 2014, I've already counted 2,000 potholes. That was in 2014, but I lost count now.
So you do this voluntarily. What keeps you going? What motivates you to keep doing this?
Story stories like this, man, like KJ. I mean, because I know that guy. You know, KJ. He's a good guy. He's one of the minister that gave me a fund, a grant under 1MDB for the road safety campaign back in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, under campaign keselamatan Jalan Raya Lenskoba Mamat. So I regard him as my brother, and I have 10 brothers who died on the road because of these mishaps. So, you know, it gives me nightmare. You know because it can happen to any one of us in future. It can happen to my daughter someday. You know, so somebody have to react faster.
And in the long term, you know, beyond. You know, just fixing potholes as they pop up. What are other solutions to this? I mean, why is it so tough to resolve? Because it is a serious issue. Like you mentioned, you know, you've lost people from potholes.
Well, it begs to the system, you see. It begs to the JKR system. It begs to the PBT system, the city council system on road repairs. I would say number one is the most concessi, syarikat concessi or the contractors. You see, they don't follow the real SOP that has been laid out by the Kementerian Kerja Raya. Like, for number one, paving in the middle of the rain, you know, That's a no-no, mate. But you can see now, everywhere, if you go anywhere, you can see people fixing potholes in the rain. They do new roads on the rain, on heavy rain. They even bring umbrella and they even wear a raincoat, for God's sake. That doesn't happen in Australia, let's say. That doesn't happen in Singapore, you know, because they think that we are doing as fast as we can to fill in the potholes. But that is the wrong method. You can't fix a pothole in the heavy rain. That's a no-no because it will crack up again and the potholes will appear again and again and again. And I would say they make a lot of money by doing that.
Can I just ask you, because your response there is quite technical. Now, Malaysia faces a difficult situation where you get intense heat from the sun and you get the heaviest rain imaginable. Is it technically possible to actually make permanent, decent roads in an environment like that?
For sure. Because I mean, I'm the one who fixing the potholes anyway. So I know how to fix in a good potholes. You know, it only takes less than 2 minutes to fix a medium sized potholes. So they can find any 2 to 5 minutes in a day. I mean, we have 24 hours, right? They can find any 2 to 5 minutes in a day to fix any potholes in Malaysia. And they can use apps, you see? They can use the AccuWeather, that what are the contractors overseas are using, like in Australia, and even me. We are using AccuWeather, so we can predict the weather more accurately. And about the fund by the government, I have something to say about it. Because most of the fund to repair the roads are given at the end of the year, you see, where Malaysia will face a lot of heavy rains. So I would say they have to be more, you know, careful about it. Mm.
Lando, with that, thanks so much for speaking with us this evening and weighing in.
Hey, thank you. Okay, bye.
Goodbye. That was Azlan Sani Zawawi, or better known as Lando Zawawi from Mangsa Kejam, talking to us about the issue of potholes in Malaysia. If you've got more thoughts, keep sending them through. Meanwhile, we've got some music to take you to the 5:30 news. Keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.